With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The Friday night move is reported to be part of Trump's campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity and equity in the ranks. Brown is a highly respected officer and history-making fighter pilot. The ouster of Brown, only the second black general to serve as chairman, is sending shockwaves through the Pentagon. His 16 months in the job had been consumed with the war in Ukraine and the expanded conflict in the Middle East. On social media, Donald Trump posted, "I want to thank General Charles C.Q. Brown for his 40 years of service to our country. He is a fine gentleman and an outstanding leader." Bill Alexander, Washington.
D.C. police have launched an internal investigation into the department's handling of a Wednesday incident involving an alleged assault by Florida Congressman Corey Mills. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Metropolitan Police Department officers were called midday to a home in Southwest Washington for reported assault involving the use of force with hands or feet. A department spokesperson confirmed to reporters that Mills, a two-term Republican, is the alleged assailant. A second police spokesperson said no arrest was made and the matter remains under investigation. Mills denied wrongdoing in a statement issued by his office Friday. Congressman Mills vehemently denies any wrongdoing whatsoever and is confident any investigation will clear this matter quickly. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An explosion at a Hawaii beachside resort in a popular tourist area has injured seven people and left a pile of debris. Police say the explosion happened Thursday night at the Whaler on Kaanapali Beach in West Maui. Police say seven people ranging in age from 18 to 74 were injured. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 748 points. The Nasdaq dropped 438. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups appealing for help in the wake of the USAID funding freeze.
Efforts by the Trump administration to dismantle the government's Agency for International Development have directly affected the ministry of faith-based organizations. Groups large and small are seeking donations to continue life-saving work. One example is World Hope International that writes on X that gifts will ensure clean water, health care, and education for those in need. The agency quotes Proverbs 3:27, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act." Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Access to religious services has been restricted in New York State prisons after National Guard troops were deployed amid a labor strike by correction officers. The strikes have upended the lives of prison inmates and their families who've been denied access from everything from lawyers to family visits and medical treatment. This is SRN News. With the California wildfires leaving so many people homeless, State Attorney General Rob Bonta is warning landlords against price gouging.
The Los Angeles rental market had too few affordable homes to start and now has many more displaced families. Bonta says landlords cannot accept rents that exceed a 10% cap, and that's even if prospective tenants are willing to pay more. The Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles warns property owners against rent gouging, but adds that fears of such practices are being exaggerated. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration is restoring jobs for dozens of fired National Park Service employees and hiring nearly 3,000 additional seasonal workers following an uproar over an aggressive plan to downsize the agency. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.